Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday in Brevard County, Florida. We want to welcome you to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs, Pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. We are just two blocks north of 520 and two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. So if you know where Pizza Hut is, there you go. You turn left or go west, depending on which way you're traveling. If you're turn left and you're going south, you're going to end up in Home Depot's parking lot. But if you know where Pizza Hut is at, go west two blocks. And if you're at Tropical Trail, we're two blocks east of Tropical Trail on Grove Street, and the intersection is Tangerine. And so we would love to have you come and visit with us. We keep working and strategizing to accommodate as many people as we can during this this transition period and however long it lasts. And every time they issue a new stage, we adapt, overcome, and improvise. So this last Wednesday night, we resumed our youth ministry. And this coming Sunday morning, we are resuming our children's church. And so it's been a couple of months since we have been able to do those two ministries. And so we're looking forward to getting back to that. And we're just pressing ahead. We want to hear from God and, find out what He would like us to do, how we can be a blessing to our community. We don't have some of the human resources that other people have, but we've got all the divine resources that that anybody could have. We've got God dwelling inside of us, and He's going to give us the strategies that we need and empower us to be a blessing to our community. And so we are praying about that and looking to see how we can best serve you all. And yes, I am from the South. I'm not one of those used guys. I am a you aller. And so we're coming up on that. So you pray for us. We're continuing to move ahead. We've been tackling some projects that we have been waiting for quite some time to accomplish. And so that is very, very exciting. We're converting a storage room in the coming days to a prayer room. That's exciting. It'll be a designated prayer room. That's about all that's going to go on in there. And then the other things that we've been doing is giving our exterior a fresh coat of paint and just so many things that are going on. And so you pray for us. That would be greatly appreciated. I do want to tell you about the folks at Wyrick Air Conditioning. Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, and they can travel all throughout the county to get your job done. And as I look at this, one of those things that and says, and provide emergency service. I don't know about you, but in the summertime, if your air conditioning goes down, that's an emergency. You need to get that taken care of, whether it's of an evening or whether it's on a weekend. You want to get that taken care of so they can get you fixed up and resolve that. Earlier this year, I think it was in April, we had a stretch where it was very hot. You don't want your air conditioner to go out when it's very hot. And so there promises to be more heat to come in the days ahead. I encourage you to make sure that you are prepared for however intense that heat might get. But I will tell you this, the church's electric bill has been absolutely glorious. It's been fantastic. That's one of those bills that I look at because I remember what it was at one point in time. It used to get so hot in our building because the roof would just soak in the heat, and we'd start cooling for Sunday morning on Friday night. That's how long it would take us to get our building cool. And by Sunday evening in the summertime, it would be so hot in there you couldn't hardly continue to meet. It'd be well over 80 degrees in there. And so now, because of shifting where our offices are, you know, the coating, the insulation that was put on the roof when it was put on, the coating that we put on it, the insulation inside the building, it is wonderful that that bill is budget friendly, let's say. In fact, sometimes my electric bill at home is more than our electric bill at the church, and I'm still trying to figure that one out because my house is not nearly as large as what that one is. Anyway, so much for that. Today I want to take you back to Proverbs chapter 11, Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 29. We're going to talk about three or four verses here, three from chapter 11, one from chapter 12, and it says, "He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner?" So the first thing that I want to tell you today, let me read chapter 12, verse number 1. "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise." I don't know about you, but I like my home to be a sanctuary. I like for it to be a home of peace. I like for it to be a place where I can come in. We can let our cares of the day go, our challenges of life. And we do not like for there to be intense fellowship in the house. So we strive very diligently to make sure that that does not happen. But there are some people who bring trouble on their very own house. I don't know if you would take a sledgehammer to your perfectly good window or your perfectly good door, or you'd get up and cut a hole in your own roof, or you know, I don't know if you would set out to damage the structure of your house, but many people do exactly that when it comes to their relationships. And this talks about that our actions have a bearing on what we're going to have that endures at a later time. So we don't want to inherit nothing. We don't want to inherit anything that we cannot grasp. And if we want to have something that just slips right through our fingers that impacts us in a negative way, I kind of look at this as a hurricane, that if you trouble your own house, you're going to inherit a storm that could destroy your entire household. You don't want that. I don't want that. And so the best thing that we can do if we want to be delivered from a devastated home is not trouble our own household. In other words, husbands are not attacking their wives verbally or physically or with insults or anything like that. Women are not attacking their husbands. The parents are not attacking the kids. The kids are not attacking the husband. If something like that is going on in your household, you need to be praying, God, deliver us from evil. And one of the ways that God will do that is he will change us. He will change us. So in order for that to happen, we got to make sure that our heart is in the right place. It's fixated on Jesus, and we do not allow anything to harden our heart. So here a week or so ago, my wife and I, we were watching Robert Morris as he was teaching. And he was teaching on the blessed marriage, I believe that was the title. And we were sitting there watching this, and I know what I have shared on that subject before. And I don't remember ever hearing anybody else that had preached that. And so I'm not saying that I'm the only one that's ever said anything. One of the things that that we are going to talk about here and in some upcoming programs is that God wants to deliver us from misery. But, you know, I think that a lot of people like to live with a high misery index. So I was sitting there, and it appeared to me like he was going and he was getting ready to say something that I have said in my preaching from that passage a number of times. And I, because I've never heard anybody say that, I said, you know, if he says this, which is something that I've said, I think I'm just going to fall right out of my bed onto the floor. And he proceeded to, in a very loving manner, say exactly the same thing that I said. And being a man of my word, I literally rolled onto the floor. I just crawled out of the bed. It's kind of a high bed, so I didn't want to go face first. I wanted to go feet first. And literally got on the floor, and it was like, someone understands that I can be the problem in my household, or you could be the problem in your household. And it's not always the other person's fault. Sometimes the fault is within us. So we want to do whatever we can to make sure that our home is a holy place. It's not just husband and wife. It's husband and wife and God. That it is a healthy place, and that it's a happy place or a joy-filled place. And if you do that, if you create that type of atmosphere, you are going to have an inheritance that's not just going to pass through your fingers. And I'm not talking about financial. You're going to have real treasure. You're going to have relationships that are some of the most precious things. Listen, people are willing to part with money if it means that they're going to live longer. But I will tell you this. I've watched as my family has gone through a spouse passing away, not my spouse, but my mother passed away. And there are days where just the loss of that relationship, or let me rephrase that, just the suspension of that relationship is so painful for my dad that he is looking forward to worshiping around the throne with my mom once again. A fool will be servant to the wise of heart. Okay, so I don't know what type of future you are looking for. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have a future of bondage. I want to have a future of wisdom. And so let's do whatever is necessary. I'm going to skip down to chapter 12, verse number 1, because it says, and the fool will be servant to the wise. And it says in chapter 12, verse number 1, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who states correction, or who hates correction, is stupid. Now, the Bible says we're not supposed to call anyone a fool. That does not mean that fools do not exist. It just means that I do not get to be the definer of foolishness, nor do I get to be the determiner of foolishness. The Word of God does that. So when I had a birthday quite some time, my goodness gracious, It's hard. It just dawned on me how long ago that birthday was. And most of my birthdays as an adult have not been that. That thought just kind of just hit me right between the eyes. That was a long time ago. Most of my adult birthdays are not been something that says, oh, wow, I remember that. But this one I remember distinctly. And my wife presented me at that time a Bible verse that says Joshua 13:1. And when Joshua was old and well advanced in years, that the Lord said unto Joshua, you are old and well advanced in years. And I said, you know what? Unless the Bible calls me old, unless God tells me I'm old, I'm still going to hold on to I'm young. I'm waiting for God to declare my reality. I'm not letting someone else said that, you know, Americans have self-identified themselves as old whenever they reach 57. Well, I know some people that when they found that out and they are that age, that it upset them because they're still young. They're still young. You know, they're saying 50 is the new 30 and all of that sort of stuff. And that people are living vibrant and healthy lifestyles. So let's allow the word of God to be the definer of that. So we don't want to be servants to other people who are smarter than we are. And the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So a person who is a fool is not a person who just declares with his mouth that there is no God. It's not just a person who lives intellectually as if there is no God. It is the person whose heart attitude has said, there is no God. I do not have to be an account. And if there is a God, I will just tell him like it is. It is a misunderstanding, a serious underrepresentation of who God is. And so here it says that people who hate correction are stupid, not smart. Okay. We need to realize that every living, breathing human being has room to improve. And if there is a person that is more of an expert in an area than I am, I don't want to tell them how to do their job. I want to allow them to speak into my life so that I improve in the area of their expertise. They've learned the hard lessons that I haven't learned. So I was researching something the other day, and here was what I concluded. I do not understand that particular area well enough to be able to make a decision on what I need in that area. I need somebody with greater expertise in that. And so the correction in my life says, let's hit the brakes on making this call, and let's find someone who can help us to understand what we need to know and how we can function with this. So don't inherit a house full of trouble, and don't be a person who hates correction. You will be delivered from a whole lot of evil if you follow those two pieces of advice. In verse number 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. So I want to live a fruitful life, not a fruitless life. And so I want to be delivered from an unrighteous life because I want to experience vibrancy, not just for myself, but trees actually provide, many times they provide fruit, they provide resources, they provide shade, they provide a place to live. There are many, many benefits that come from a person, or in this case, a tree, that has planted themselves in a favorable spot so that they can survive and thrive even in the most adverse conditions. He who wins souls is wise. The surveys are not promising. when it comes to this reality. How many people who name the name of Jesus actually lead someone else to the Lord? It is extremely low. It ought to be 100%. Or if you take into consideration people who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and then almost immediately die thereafter, it ought to be much higher than what it is. But it is a small remnant of people who actually... Do you know that most churches do not grow because of evangelism? Most churches grow because of transplant growth. That means that we are not doing the ministry that God equips the church for, and that is winning souls to Jesus. Everybody thinks somebody else is doing it when nobody else is doing it, and that's a problem. That's a problem. We cannot get stuck just thinking it is us four and no more. That's just not the way that it is supposed to be. And I will tell you, it's not about taking another class. It's just about having a genuine, authentic love for Jesus that impacts your daily life in such a way that it makes others wonder, what's going on in their house that's different than what's going on in my house? Because they're experiencing an inheritance that lasts, and all I've got is a bunch of hot air going on. Verse number 31. I'm going to leave you here with a positive note on this Friday, if that's okay. If it's not okay, I'm going to do it anyway. So, if the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Now, there are three different philosophies that we could talk about with the way that people live. First, there are people who live as if this is all there is. There isn't anything more to come, and so it really doesn't matter how you live. You live godly or ungodly. If you live in excess or not excess, whatever you do here, it's done. And boom, you're gone. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That is a very risky way to live. Okay? Now, you can choose that. God doesn't want you to choose that. I believe that the proof that there is a creator and his name is God, and there is a Savior and his name is Jesus, I believe that the evidence for those things is overwhelming. But you can choose to live that way. I understand that. I understand that there are people make choices and you live with them or you die with them. What I don't understand is a person who believes that right here and now is all there is, and they cannot be an expert on that field. Okay? They can't state with definitive proof, hey, once you take that last breath, boom, you're gone. Bam. I don't understand how they could spend their entire life, and try and convince somebody else that that's the way that they want to live. I don't understand it. The second way is that Christians tend to live their life as if the future is all there is and there isn't anything to the here and now. And that can be very frustrating, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so there are people who end up getting declared that they are, you know, so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. Okay? And they get so fixated on the things of the spirit that they miss out the things on the mind, the will, the emotions, and the physical body. They miss out on all that. Can I point out to you here that God doesn't invalidate that there is going to be an eternal reward? There is. But in this passage, it accentuates the reality that God's not waiting for you to get to heaven to start blessing your life for living a righteous life. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, it is God's will that your life be better, living a holy and righteous life according to the mandate of God's word. It is very, he says, I will bless you. I will make a difference in your life here. But the thing that gets disturbing for Christians is they see people who are still living what appears to be a prosperous and vibrant life, and yet they're living in an ungodly manner. And here's the warning. How much more the ungodly and the sinner will they be recompensed on the earth is what it's actually saying there. So you've got a great eternity ahead of you if you've got Jesus living in your heart, but I want you to know he wants your here and now to be transformed by the holy presence of God as well. And if you're not living for him, can I give you some great news today? The great news is you still have the opportunity to change that. Once you decide to abandon ungodliness and to abandon sin and run hard after God, it literally changes your eternity, but it also changes the quality of your life here. I remember hearing a testimony about a man who, him giving his heart to Jesus, changed his family's finances, but it didn't change his paycheck. You see, when he would get his paycheck, he would go and he would spend all of his money in the bars, and when he would come home on payday, he would be broke and he wouldn't have another paycheck for another week or 2 weeks. And when he got saved, God changed that priority. He started going home. All of a sudden, they could afford food. All of a sudden, they could afford their rent. All of a sudden, they could afford, to pay the bills and to buy some clothes and stuff like that. They could afford their groceries. Another person, God said, look, I want to bless you financially. And he said, I can't afford to give anything. And he says, I'm not asking you to give anything more than you're already spending in this other area. And so he abandoned that. God blessed him and changed his finances. You've got a reward coming your way, both here and in eternity. Take advantage of it. We look forward to seeing you Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.